Why am I here? Who am I? What is my purpose? And why did I turn on this program today? Was I curious about what it might say? I've wondered about who I really am. Sometimes I wonder if I'm somebody else trapped in this body, or if I've lived before in another life. I know my parents gave me my name, and I've been conditioned to think certain ways about myself and to be satisfied with going with the flow. But there are times that just doesn't cut it. There's got to be more going on here than a possible 70 or 80 years of temporary thrills and long-term disappointments. I want to get the most out of this life. I want to live life to its fullest. It may be all I get. I've heard that God is love. I've heard God loves you. It's pretty hard to believe when sometimes I don't even love myself. I don't always take care of myself like I should, and I've done things I wish I hadn't. I'm not too fond of looking at myself in the mirror sometimes and can't quite seem to find that perfect relationship. I wonder what's wrong with me. I've got to figure this out pretty soon. The years seem to be flying by and I'm not getting any younger. What am I supposed to be doing in this life? Well, these are just some of the thoughts and feelings that many of us have sooner or later. God knows our thoughts and feelings. If you seek God, all your questions will be answered. It's not surprising that you're a bit confused. Confusion is very common, and it's not part of God's plan. All of His creatures are given the ability to make choices, and unfortunately, some of His creatures, long before you and I came along, made choices that led to mass confusion for a time. God is working on straightening that out. You see, God won't force you or any other soul to choose His solutions. But if they do, if you do, they will work. And you can indeed live your life to the fullest. Let's explain what's going on. First of all, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Jeremiah wrote that in chapter 31 of the book of Jeremiah. He was speaking for God, saying that God has loved us with an everlasting love and drawn us with loving kindness. God's basic nature is to love. He shared His life. That's why He created angels. They are invisible spirit beings, but they, like you and me, are unique souls capable of making decisions whenever they're presented with choices. God started teaching them His knowledge and shared with them His depths of feelings. They helped God to create the universe by using His words and His phases of spirit, and they brought those to a physical level according to God's wisdom and counsel. They gladly helped God create the earth and the seas, and they brought God's blueprint for life into existence on the earth. Things were going pretty well till the oldest angel decided to try to do things his way. God told him it wouldn't work, but he convinced a group of angels to follow him. God still went ahead with his plans on earth and created humankind. We were a very special creation because we contained both physical and angelic capabilities. God made us so that he could teach us his knowledge. He wanted to communicate with us and share his depths of feeling with us. We were to be a visual representative of his creative plan. Well, like we said, things were going pretty well with mankind until that rebellious oldest angel, Lucifer, decided to infect God's earthly creation with his rebelliousness. God warned Adam and Eve. But that devil, Lucifer, he was very sly and he overcame them. It was downhill for a long time. God had just about decided to start over when he found one person, Noah, that was willing to listen. Noah and his family followed God's instructions. They preserved God's blueprint for generating life. All the rebellious people received the only thing that the evil angels could give them. That was death, the cessation of life. The souls living at Noah's time that didn't have a chance to choose one way or the other, God remembered for a later time. He would then give them the opportunity, at another time, to make choices for good or evil. Well, you may be wondering what all this has to do with you. If you have followed so far, you'll start to see yourself come into the picture. It's kind of hard telling you who you are and what your purpose is without giving you a little bit of a background. After the angels rebelled, God decided to make sure that the faithful angels wanted to remain with him, and then made sure that they received as much of his knowledge and spirit as their spiritual bodies could hold. You see, each creature God makes has a growth process to go through to become complete or perfected. That process took a while, quite a while in earth time, but while it was going on, God sent the angels to inspire people on the earth with instructions and packages of his spirit to lead and comfort and correct them. He would send prophets that had words. You yourself have probably had hunches in the past, little leadings, warnings on things. God sent his angels to give you those. God has been watching out for you for a long time. Most people don't know what to do when God tries to lead them, but a few catch on, some better than others. You've heard about the Ten Commandments. Moses was a man that caught on real well. He and many others have tuned in to God. God has given truths to people all over the world. You may also have heard about God's Son, Jesus. God sent him into the world to be an example for mankind of God's hope for all of his creation. Jesus was born just like any other baby is born. God instructed his parents on how to raise him. Your parents didn't have quite that same opportunity. God taught Jesus how to listen to his voice, and you didn't really have that opportunity either. Before he was sent into the ministry to preach, Jesus was raised up learning all the words of the prophets that God had inspired. You probably didn't have that opportunity just yet. Jesus learned quickly what his purpose was for being on the earth, and you are still searching. He became a completed creation. And that's what God wants you to become. Listen to what he said and put it into practice. What Jesus did as a human being opened up a path for others to follow. Whenever they were given the same power that he was given, they could follow that path. You too can be given the power to refuse evil and choose good. This means God will teach you to listen to his voice, and you'll learn to separate the good from the evil in your own mind. Then you will learn to cast out all that isn't from God. You'll learn how to replace it with his depths of knowledge and spirit and his regenerating life. It'll be hard work, some of the hardest work you have ever done in your life, but it's very rewarding, so don't quit, don't give up. God is the source of all life. You may have noticed that God's blueprint for generating life is by joining male and female together to produce a live offspring. That's the way he made his angels, their spirit. God is a soul. That means he has desires and makes decisions too. God has a spiritual body made up of words or thoughts and his phases of spirit, like love, joy, and peace. And then his regenerating life moves through that. Spiritually, God's words are his male part. God's phases of spirit are his female part. Not that God is physically male or female. He's neither one. But he does have both word and spirit, his male and female sides. Some of the differences between you and God are things like, God doesn't have a physical body that's made up of physical elements. You don't yet have his regenerating life, and you don't yet have the same depth of knowledge and phases of spirit that God has. And very importantly, you will never be the source of all life. Only God is the source of all life. But other than these things, you and God are very much alike. You are a soul that God has made. There is not another one like you anywhere, anytime. You have desires God has built within you. God knows how to satisfy each one of those desires. Your physical body is your vehicle to carry you around so that God can teach you and fill you with his spirit. Take care of that body so that you can build a spiritual body like God's, made up of eternal words and depths of love, joy, peace, and understanding, with regenerating life coursing through that body of information. God wants you to have all that he has. God has a burning desire to share his regenerating life and his depths of knowledge and spirit with all people. As you come in contact with someone that God has sent to you, you'll start to recognize that they have something you desire. Maybe it's assurance. Maybe it's joy. Perhaps understanding or peace. Maybe it's their kindness. Could be their love. God has drawn you to them and them to you. They will treat you as God Himself would treat you, because God sent them. God sent His word to other hungry souls at other times. He'll share the same words with you. To Daniel, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 10, we hear the words, from an angel, "Fear not, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." God had sent an angel to Daniel to speak these words and to give him understanding. The reason was because Daniel had honestly prayed to God and he had diligently sought God's understanding. If we have had honest prayers, they too have been heard. God will give us opportunity to understand Him. So who am I? I'm a unique soul capable of making decisions whenever I'm presented with choices. I'm a soul that has good, God-given desires and is searching for a way to satisfy these desires. Why am I here? What is my purpose? Well, you're here so that God can satisfy your desires by teaching you His knowledge and filling you with His Spirit. You're here so that you can learn to separate good thoughts from evil thoughts in your own mind. Then you can use the power, called grace, to cast out the evil thoughts and replace it with God's eternal depths of knowledge and spirit. You're here so that you can clothe your soul with eternal life by building a spiritual body in your mind, just like God has a spiritual body in His mind, made up of eternal words and depths of love, joy, peace, assurance, and understanding. Choose God's ways, and you'll live with Him forever in close communication as His dear friend, and more than a friend. If you choose the way of rebellion, you receive the consequences of the devil's sting, first spiritual death, then out of existence at physical death. God's love to you is to make the consequences of your decisions very clear, and to make sure that you get what you desire. If you love God, keep His commandments. God has drawn you to this very moment as you hear these words. God has sent these words through His messengers to you. If you want to know the rest of the story of why you do the things that you do and your future possibilities, keep asking questions of the people that God has sent. They will love you and comfort you. They'll give you all that God has given them. You will know that God has sent them because they will teach you that no angel or human can take God's place. No angel or human is to receive glory or worship from you for what God has sent. There is only one true God. God is your Creator. He loves you very much. He's not far from you at any time. So watch and listen closely. Maybe you've had questions such as what we've just spoken of, or other questions like, how did this world we live in get into this awful condition that it's presently in? Why does God let bad things happen? Isn't He all-powerful? Can I ever know God in this life? Will He always be a mystery to me? Why do people die? Is that what God intended? And what happens to people after they die? What happens to people, good people, that die, that never heard of Jesus? What about people that commit suicide? Are they lost eternally? Well, the above questions, the ones that we just went through, most of us have had those at some point in our life. Those questions deserve to be answered.